Sorry, sir. Do you know where the shopping mall is? Yes. I'm new to this area and I don't really know my way around. Sorry for bothering you. Are you okay, sir? You're finally waking up? Good, I'm relieved. I was so worried about you. No offense, sir, but you're a little dumb, you know? Well, yes, I could sense it. I heard your heart racing and all of a sudden you passed out. Now, why on earth would you leave your house when you're sick? That's a huge no-no. You don't do that. I mean, imagine if I wasn't here to help you. You would have been laying on the street by yourself, and you could have died or something. Please don't worry people like that. Yes, you're at my house. I carried you all the way over here on my back. It took me a while because, well, you're so heavy and tall and I'm small and short, but I managed. And you're in my bed right now. But it is what it is. I don't mind if I have to sleep on the floor. I just need to keep you comfortable until you get better. You wouldn't really have much of a fighting chance. True, true. You could be a murderer and attack me or something, but what are the chances that you'd get out of here alive? I think you've already noticed the type of creature I am, haven't you? Alright then you can understand why my concerns in the world are a little bit less than humans. Why is there soup on your shirt? Well, earlier you were in and out of consciousness, although I don't think you were aware of what was going on when you were conscious. I tried to feed you soup and you threw it up. You must have some sort of stomach flu or something. I threw a ball over the floor and the sheets. I managed to clean the floor and I managed to clean these sheets, but I didn't want to take your clothes off or anything because A, I was scared of you possibly drowning in the tub or something, and B, I didn't know if you were okay with me seeing you naked, so I didn't want to invade your privacy. Well, the plan now is I'm going to give you a hot bath and try to see if we can get your sickness sweated out. Before that, how do you feel right now? Do you have a headache? Does your stomach hurt? Anything like that? Okay. So your stomach felt like shit earlier, but now you just have a headache and you feel a little nauseous. Alright. So, since you're nauseous, I probably shouldn't feed you anything too heavy, and since you have a headache, we should probably give you some pain medication. Sir, please do not misunderstand. I am helping you, and I'm making sure you are alright. But one thing you're not going to do is ask me extremely personal questions that I do not want to answer. You can ask me anything else. Like my age, or what I like to read, or what I like to watch, and things like that. But one thing you are not allowed to ask me at any point in time whatsoever is about my family. Don't ask me about my family. Don't ask to see my family. Don't even ask me if I have any family. I don't, so please do not ask me that question ever again. Thank you for understanding. Anyways, I think I can trust you by yourself. You're not gonna pass out again, are you? Alright, then here is a robe and a towel, and I'm going to get started on making you that soup. I hope you can handle yourself in the tub. Yes, you're right. Alright, so I'll get the soup boiling, you run the water, get in the tub and everything, and I will help you wash yourself. And I will try not to look at whatever you have down there. You have very nice hair. It's been a very long time since I've had someone at my house. It does get kind of lonely around here. What are you sorry for? No, you don't need to be sorry. I do admit I was a little bit aggravated and mad. But it has nothing to do with you. It's just a very sensitive question. You know, I don't even know I'm sitting here crying. It's been so long. I don't even know why I'm sad about it still, or why it still gets me upset. Well, a very, very long time ago, I did have a family. I had my mom, my dad, and my two sisters. My dad died when I was very young. He got hit by a car when he was going to the market. As for my mom, she held our family together the best that she could. She always took very good care of me and my sisters, all the time. Me being the oldest, I kind of got really pissed off a lot. I was very hot-headed with anger issues, you know the deal. It's just, I kind of hated my mom sometimes, you know? It was just stupid shit that doesn't even matter now, but I used to get so mad because my sisters were younger than me and she used to just let them, well, she gave them more leniency. You know when your parents, they act like just because you're the older one that you have to have all the responsibility on your shoulders, but who's there for me? I always felt like the odd one out and like I didn't really fit in anywhere. Not at home, not at school. I just felt like an oversized puzzle piece that wouldn't fit no matter how many times you push it. And damn, oh damn, did I have my dad's temper. Showed it off everywhere. Every time I could never just get control of it and just calm down. My mom was always like, hey, calm down. You know, you don't need to react to every little thing, but it's like, how do you do that? How do you just tell someone to just not show any emotion to something that's affecting them? But one day, me and my mom got in a really, really heated argument, and just stormed out. I was really pissed off, and I was just like, fuck it, I don't want to be here right now. That was the last time I ever saw it. All it took was for me to be mad. That one time. For a couple minutes. All it took was a couple minutes, didn't it? I went for a walk in the woods, and after my head finally cooled off and I calmed down and everything, and I was like, you know what? My mom's trying her best. She has to take care of 3 kids on her own. Let me go back home and apologize. But she was dead when I got back. And so was one of my sisters. After that, it was only me and my middle sister. She was never really strong mentally like I was. My mom always said that I'm hot-headed, but I also am very strong. And it was very hard on her. She hadn't been old enough to remember our dad like I was. But I guess she just couldn't take it anymore one day. I went to the market, came back. She killed herself. It was just like, damn, what luck do I have, right? Just the worst luck ever. No, you don't have to be sorry. You know, Kitsune has aged so long. At least 100 years old now. It was just ages ago. It's been so long. Now, what about you, Mystery Boy? Do you have any depressing secrets like I do? Typical. I know of a lot of humans who tend to come around these parts and they're going on an adventure. So what happened exactly? Why did you get sick? Oh, that's boring. I thought you would have said you went to some village and there was this insane disease that infected everyone, but nope, you just got sick because of the weather. Boo. You know, I just want to say thank you. You've been a really good listener. It's been ages since I've had someone to talk to and actually put my feelings out there. So, again, thank you. What do you mean? What am I getting all flustered for? You might want to check your, you know. No need to be sorry, I'm just calling it out. You have a whole tent down there. What do you mean you can't help it? Just calm it down then. Don't say such lies. What do you mean you can't help it when you see someone as beautiful as me? You're just trying to say things to get me all flustered and embarrassed. It's totally not working or anything. Well, I helped you feel better while you were sick. I don't mind if you need help now. You don't... What I'm trying to say is, you don't have to help yourself. If you really need the help, I can help you. I'll use my hand for you. Does this feel good? There's a lot of stuff coming out. Does it feel good when I twisted the head like this? Move it faster. Why is it twitching? Didn't expect it to go everywhere. So much coming out. You want me to lick it off? Okay. There. You want me to lay back now? Fine if you come sooner than you want to. I won't judge you. Close now.